Proverbs chapter 29 and verse number 1. Very familiar scripture. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. One more scripture that I want to just read to us. Very familiar again. The book of Jonah, chapter number 1 and verse number 3. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Would you ask the Lord to help us tonight? Precious God of heaven, Lord, I need you to come and stand by me and help me. Lord, I don't have the ability, Lord, to preach tonight, but I need you to help me. This burden that's on my heart for some lost soul, God, this may be their last opportunity ever to hear a gospel message. And God, I would you to help me, Lord, to reach for them. God, we see somebody pray through, get saved tonight. God, would you help us? In the name of the Lord, amen. We appreciate the good, the way you helped us last night. Amen. But I sure would like for the Lord to help us and let's press on through in this altar service tonight. I enjoy preaching, but I tell you what, if we don't have an altar service, then all that preaching's in vain. We need to see that God help us and pull together here and help us pray about this altar service tonight. All day long, my mind and my heart has been stirred in this direction. A young man last night, I don't know that he's here tonight. I hadn't really looked around to see. But a young man that was here last night after the service when we were in the fellowship hall eating, a young man that's lost. He came up to me, and he started telling me how the Lord was dealing with him, tears swelling up in his eyes. And I got to talking to him, and I asked him, you know, I told him he could still pray, and we talked a little bit. And I said, you know, why? What are you waiting on? What are you doing? And he made this statement. He said, I'm running from God. And I tell you, all day long, I have not been able to get away from that statement. I'm running from God. And I want to preach tonight, if the Lord would help us, on what if you succeed. Have you ever really thought about what if you really succeed in running from God? What if you really get away? Have you ever thought about the end result? Oh, help me a little while tonight. Amen. Has it ever entered your mind when conviction touches your heart? When you come to a service like you're at tonight and you hear this, the choir singing and the anointing of the Spirit of God and conviction coming down and touching your heart? And you begin to, in your mind, think about, what can I do to get out of this service without going to the altar? Amen. It's already been mentioned by somebody earlier in the meeting. When altar time comes, you look for a child. If it's not your child, someone else's baby to play with. I told my people before, and Pastor, and I told them, I said, you know, when you have a sinner in the house and altar service comes around in conviction, that's not a time to be showing pictures of your grandbabies. That's not a time to be, socializing or visiting. That's a time when you need to do everything you can to take away every distraction that's around you and around that person that's lost, so that they won't have any excuse for not giving their heart to God. Hey man, I mean to go day after day and week after week, service after service, revival after revival, and to have the great God of heaven come down and visit you with conviction.
to feel, amen, God's sweet Holy Ghost convicting power, to feel your lostness, to feel your, amen, need to pray, and yet to try to escape from that. And yet to say, if I can just wait just a little longer, they'll close the altar service. If I wait just a little longer, they'll quit singing that song. If I can hold out just a little bit, the preacher will be quiet. Amen. And I can ease back out that same door. And I can go on running from the Lord. But have you ever thought about, amen, if you were to really escape and get away? Amen. We read a little bit about Jonah. I want to talk about him some. Then I want to preach to us. But Jonah, hey man, was a Christian. He was a saved man as far as we look at it. I mean, Christ wasn't born. He hadn't accepted Christ as a Savior. But he was following after the Lord. He was wanting to please Him and live for Him. Hey man, God thought so much of him until one day He visited him. And He spoke to him and He said, amen, that He wanted him to go to Nineveh and to preach the gospel and to warn them of the wrath to come, the destruction that was ahead of them. Amen. Jonah began to look at this call that God had placed on his life, and there was some reservation there. He didn't want to do what the Lord had told him to do. The first thing I feel like preaching to us tonight is to tell you that if you are saved and you are a Christian and you're called to do a work for the Lord, amen, what if you keep putting it off? God deals with you maybe to preach the gospel, to evangelize. He might deal with you in some other type of ministry. Amen. He'll deal with you, and I really believe in outreach. My people can tell you, I preach it. I try to practice it. Amen. We try to go into the highways and hedges and compel people to come in and be saved. But what if God is dealing with you? Amen. And you continue to fight against that and war against that. You know what he done? He got on a ship headed in the wrong direction and he headed toward Tarshish. God said, go to Nineveh. But Jonah said, I believe I'll go to a land that's prosperous, a land that's full of gold. I believe I'll make my fortune. I believe I'll get everything else took care of first. And then I'll see what God wants me to do. But I tell you, one of the greatest things that ever happened in that prophet's life that was running from the Lord is when that the storm came on the sea and the ship began to shake. And before long, the problem was found to be Jonah, and they threw him overboard, and that great fish that had been prepared by God swallowed him up. And he said, from the belly of hell he cried out, amen, for help and for direction. And when he finally hit his feet, hit the soil, amen, you know what, he was willing to do what God wanted him to do. But if you ever thought about, Brother Brock, what if that story hadn't have been just that way? What if God would have looked down at Jonah and said, okay, if you want to go to Tarshish, I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to deal with you anymore. I'll get someone else to go and preach that message. Listen to me, if God's dealing with you about doing something for Him, preacher, amen, it's not time to put it off. It's not time to say, let somebody else do it, because one day you're going to wake up and somebody else is going to be doing it. And you're going to look in the mirror at a wasted ministry and a wasted life. And you're going to say, what have I done in all the years that I've been called, in all the times God spoke to my heart? And here I am, amen, my hair's turning gray, my strength's ebbing from me, and I have done nothing. Oh, God. Amen. To have God deal with you continually to do something. I mean, we're in a service and all of a sudden somebody gets up and walks across the floor and the Holy Ghost falls on them and blesses them and somebody responds. And then we say, well, you know, the Lord dealt with me to do that first. He dealt with me two or three times, but I never done it. But you know what? If God wants something accomplished, this. He's going to quit talking to you sooner or later, and he's going to go to somebody that'll listen, and he's going to talk to them. Amen. I wonder, are we really listening? Amen. What if God quits talking to us? Amen.
And then I think about, amen, that young man that made that statement to me last night. What if you're here and you're not saved? And you know right now that if you were to die, I mean, we've had two deaths in this meeting so far. Two tragedies, two calamities. Neither one of them really expected. Amen. But you say, amen, I'm going to wait to another opportunity. I feel the Lord talking to me and tugging at my heart. I feel like He's been speaking to me. Amen. But I'm going to just put it off just a little bit longer. I'm going to wait one more service. I'm going to wait one more meeting. I'm going to wait just a little longer. I'm going to run one more time. I'm going to try to get away one more service. I'm going to try to get out one more time. But I wonder, what if God in heaven said in the scriptures, He moved on Solomon to write, He that being often reproved, amen, continually dealt with, continually feeling conviction, knowing that you're lost, knowing that you're headed to hell. I want to tell you, it's going to be one day too late. One day you're going to be driving down the road, and your chest is going to get tight, and your arms going to begin to tingle, and your vision's going to get blurry, and you're going to think, oh my, have I waited past my day of opportunity? Have I sinned away my day of grace? What if you succeed? What if, amen, you really get away from God?
Several years ago, we had a lady, Jeanette Woodard, amen, started coming to the church. Her husband came. There in Alabama, her husband came. Amen, he prayed, and the Lord really changed his life there. And she, of course, being his wife, could tell the change. One Sunday morning, and I didn't know this until everything was over, but one Sunday morning in Sunday school, amen, Sister Eloise Harris was teaching, or it might have been Sister Cindy, my sister, was teaching in that class. Amen, they went in, they always started with prayer. And Brother Roston, this lost woman, held up her hand with a request. And she said, I want y'all to pray that I'll get saved. I want to have that same salvation and experience that I've seen my husband has. Pray for me that I'll get saved. They talk with her and they say, we'll pray with you right now. You don't have to wait. We don't have to have clap. We'll pray with you. But she said, no, amen, not right now, but just pray I will get saved. Amen. Service came on out, and end of the morning service, and I preached that morning on There Is a Hell. Amen. God came down in that service. One young man went to the altar and prayed and got saved. And I looked back at Jeanette, and she stood there with her knuckles literally turning white. Amen. Tears running down her face. Amen. What's she doing? Amen. Running. Oh, help me preach. Running. Amen. Running. Amen. You need to come to the altar. Somebody gets up and makes her way down. Hot tears of repentance. And she's running. Amen. Not me. Not today. One day. I don't plan on going to hell. I don't plan on dying lost. I don't plan on being a statistic. I don't plan on rejecting the gospel my dad believed in. And my mom believed in. And my grandma believed in. And my grandpa preached. I just don't plan on it. But I'll tell you, every day you run, every time you get further away, one of these days it's going to be one step too many. One of these days he's going to cut you off, and he's going to turn you over. Running. Amen. That old holiness preacher that loves your soul. Amen. Gets up and preaches blue ribbon holiness. Amen. He tells the women not to cut their hair. Amen. He tells the women they need to dress modest. He preaches to the men. Amen. About their life. He talks to them about going to the world. Having the television. Amen. I mean, he goes down the line. But if you're not careful, you know what you'll do. In the middle of holiness preaching, you'll run. And you'll say, not me. I feel conviction. Yeah, God dealt with me about it, but I'm on run. I'm not going to go to the altar. I'm not going to pray through. I'm going to run. And the whole time you're running from holiness, amen, your children are getting deeper in sin. The whole time you're running from sanctification and purity, they're picking up more and more of the world. Amen. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me tonight. Running. Amen, running. But what if you succeed? Amen, Jeanette succeeded that morning. Amen. She went out the doors with tears in her eyes. I said, Jeanette, we're praying for you. We want to see you get saved. I didn't know what conversation I'd have earlier. She just shook her head, went on. Wasn't back Sunday night. Monday morning about, it's pretty early, 6 or 7 o'clock, the phone rang. I picked it up and it was her husband. I couldn't even understand him for a while. Hey man, he was so broken. Finally, I realized who it was. I said, Brother Paul, I said, just calm down. Tell me what's going on. And he said, she's gone, Brother Steve. She's gone. Amen. Sister Bridges, amen. He cried and he wept. Said she got up, she fixed a cup of coffee, and she turned around and took one step and hit the floor and never made another move. Gone! She succeeded Sunday morning. She got away from the altar. Brother Johnny Paget, she made it out the door. Amen. And she didn't get saved. She succeeded. I'll tell you, somewhere in the regions of the doomed and the damned tonight, there's somebody that succeeded in running away from conviction. I wonder how many times have you run out the door? Have you literally done everything you could? Amen. Not to pray. Have you ever stopped to think one day you're going to succeed? One day it's going to work. And you're going to walk out your last time. Oh, God. Brother Andy Harper. What if you would have succeeded? Oh, God. What if you would have succeeded when you was running from the Lord? Amen. You got a brother that's succeeding right now, but we don't want him to succeed. There's some of you got children, they're succeeding. Amen. We've had people come lately to Westside and sit through service after service, not saved. I tell you, you want to stir a preacher's heart. Amen. You want to get somebody praying. Amen. It ought to be that when sinners come and don't pray and come back and come back and get used to the preaching and used to the singing and used to the camp meeting, it ought to be we got some people in the prayer rooms praying through till we get so anointed. And when we shake their hand, conviction will grip their heart. When we sing, they won't be able to escape. I'm telling you, they're trying to escape. They're trying to succeed. Amen. They're running from God. But have you ever thought about what if you succeed? Amen. I'm not going to preach much longer. But I tell you, I hadn't had anything else on my heart all day long. Except a lost boy telling me I'm running from God. I'm running from God. Amen. And all day long I've been thinking about what if he makes it? What if he makes it? What if he don't come in? Amen. It'll be a sad time. It'll be a sad sad ending. It'll be a lot of weeping going on. But it don't have to be that way. I tell you, you can come this way. You make up your mind. I'm not going to hell. I've lived as long as I'm going to live in sin. I've gone as deep as I'm going to go. I'm coming back to Calvary. I'm praying back through. I'm getting sin out of my heart. I'm going to live for the Lord. You don't have to go away.
God help us. You see, I had to preach funerals for people, Brother Lynn, that succeeded. I preached, had a hand in a young boy's funeral, and in his life, 17 years old, went to our Christian school. Amen. One day, one evening, the phone rings. It's a police chief. You need to go to their home. He just ended his life at his own hand. Amen. Somebody I preached to week after week. Somebody that about a month before that, I knelt with them at the pew with tears rolling down, begging and pleading, John, will you get saved? Why don't you just ask Jesus into your heart? John, why don't you just accept him? Amen. But he never would. He never would. He kept running, Brother Tommy. He kept getting away from me. He kept slipping me out. We're fixing to pray. I read a book some time ago. I believe, if I remember right, the name of it was Dying in the Line of Duty. And it told different stories about experiences that policemen had. And it told one that gripped my mind. It told about a man that was called to go up to a room. A man was about to jump out of a window and commit suicide. And said he got up into the room where he was. The window was open. The man was on the ledge. And he began to talk with him and ease his direction over to him. And he kept telling him, he said, stop, don't come any further. Okay. And they'd talk a little more. And he'd ease another inch closer. Amen. I tell you, you've put up walls of resistance. But there's been people that loves you so much. Amen. They keep trying to bring it up. You're lost. You need to pray. You need to be saved. Amen. He kept talking with him, easing his way closer. Finally, he realized the policeman was too close. And when he did, he screamed and he dove out that window. That policeman said he dove after him. Standing with his body out that window, he grabbed a hold of his shirt. Amen. And he was holding him as he dangled there in the air, cursing and screaming. And said he finally reached back with his fingernails and clawed and dug until he slipped out of his hand and fell to his death. You know what he was doing? He was doing everything he could to go to hell. People's praying for you. People's fasting for you. People's pleading with you. God in heaven is dealing with you. But you're running. You're running. And if you're not careful, you're going to run that last step. It's going to be the end. Would you stand to your feet? Oh, Lord, would you help us right now? You say, I have no intentions of going to hell, Brother Steve. Hell is full of people. They didn't have no intentions of going. If from the regions of the doomed and the damned tonight, I could call up one Elmer Freeman. Amen. That came to the church and prayed. But he wouldn't surrender all to Jesus. Prayed several times. But he was running. Running hard. Finally the doctors told him, said, Elmer, said, the next time you get on a drunk, it's going to take your life. Your body is in such terrible shape. But you know what he said? I'll run just a little bit more. I went into that hospital room. The family called me. I went into where he was, Brother Day. They were pumping blood in him just as fast as it was hemorrhaging out of his skin and his eyes, his nose. I tried to talk with him. And I'd rouse him every now and then a little bit. He was screaming out of his head. And every now and then he'd calm down and I'd start talking to him. Elber, you need to be saved. You need to pray. This is your last chance. You need to call on the Lord. And he'd start screaming again, going out of his mind. You know what? He run one time too many. And he succeeded. He succeeded in getting away from God, going to hell. Have you ever thought about, what if I succeed? What if on the way home tonight, you succeed? While the church is praying, everybody please help me. Preachers, please help me. Lord, I've tried to preach what you put on my heart and burden my soul with today. And I'm asking you right now, Lord, let conviction talk to these souls. While the church is praying, what about it? Is there one right now? I feel the Lord. You're here and you're not saved. Will you come, sir? Will you step out and make your way to this altar? Will you come, ma'am? I've run the last mile I'm going to run. Amen. Lord, bless this one. Is there another one? I've run as hard the last time. Bless these is coming. There's some more needs to come. Oh, my heart. Have you ever stopped and thought, what if I succeed? What if I really get away from him? What if I really don't feel him no more? What about it, sinner? What about it, sir? Will you come? You need Jesus this evening. You need to be saved. Oh, you need to be saved. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come right now? Is there another? Oh, will you come on, ask Jesus to save you? Please don't run no more. Please don't run another mile. Will you come? Oh, will you come on right now? Church, let's gather in. Come on, everybody that would, let's pray. If you're here lost, would you please come? I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to come back and just try to intimidate you. But I'm telling you, if you'll make up your heart and mind tonight and say, I'm going to go and I'm going to get saved. I'm going to sell out to God. Oh, I'm going to give my heart to Jesus. Will you come? What if you succeed? What if you make it? What if you really make it out these doors unsaved? What about it? Will you come on, sinner friend? Come on, backslider. You've been raised right. You know what's right. Please come on. Jesus is wanting to save you. Jesus is wanting to save you. Will you come? Oh, will you come? For God so loved the world. Oh, he so loved you. Will you come? I plead with you today, will you come?